SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
I was a naughty slut.
That's why I love you. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. Hello, all you fun, sexy people out there, and thank you so much for tuning in.
We're going to pick up where we left off on the last episode. The night was not over yet. But before we start sharing all that naughtiness, because I was quite naughty that night, we want to just tell you how much we appreciate you. Over the last 11 years that we've been doing the show, meeting you guys on these group trips that we do has been my most favorite thing. How about you, John?
Oh, yeah, by far. I mean, it's amazing to meet like-minded people on these trips. It's incredible meeting people. We can sit here and talk about it all day long, but doing it is way more fun.
Yes, and over the years, I mean, our first group trip was in 2007, and consistently throughout the years and all our group trips, I have been amazed and just love all the people that we've met and had fun with over the years. And this year, we're doing three trips, but we want to talk about our big trip in Jamaica, Hedonism 2. We want all of you to join us there. August 5th through the 12th. But we are so excited to break in Hedo. I mean, all throughout the years, people have been telling us, you guys need to go to Hedo too.
It's always fun to go with a group. So I know that with you and our friends, we are going to have a freaking blast.
And we're going to get naughty with all you, and we want you to join us. So go to our website, check it out. And come with us to Jamaica.
What's cool about the trip is it's couples and singles.
Yeah.
So come one, come all.
Yeah, baby.
We're also going to a cruise that's out of the West Coast with Bob and Tess, who do Naughty and Nolans. And we're also going back to Naughty and Nolans. So there are three trips that we're doing this year. So you absolutely have no excuse not to join us.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone.
Yes. It's you guys that make the trip so much fun for us. And we love having fun with everyone like-minded. And it amplifies the fun to a whole nother level when all of the people get together. It's just wild and fun.
The one thing is they're all kind of grouped together. They're all kind of within the same time frame. That's only because, you know, that's when we can get away. And we want to maximize our time together of playing and having fun and vacationing. So,
yeah.
So if you can't come on all three, come on one. Or come on Allie.
Yeah, they can come on one and come on me, and that would be okay.
Yes, that would be all right. So that's kind of a good segue into the naughty fun that you're about to hear.
So if you listen to the previous episode, you know that earlier in the evening we met a brand new couple and had a fabulous time with them. And this is a continuation of the night. So in the second half of the night, the evening that we thought was over, I was pretty damn naughty. And I'm not ashamed of it. I was probably the naughtiest I've ever been.
No.
No? I don't know. Okay.
Up there.
Okay. So what you're about to hear is my experience with double penetration. And
it's pretty naughty.
It's pretty naughty. And we went ahead and spoke about all my experiences with double penetration. So this is your double penetration episode. So after that hot, very erotic time with that couple, up in the playroom, we came down and we had some great conversation with him afterwards about how hot it was and what we enjoyed and
how surprised we were.
Yeah, how surprised we were at everything that happened, and just a wonderful time. We just had a nice conversation, and they had to get back, but it was late. I would say like 1:30, maybe. And we were just relaxing, glowing in the afterglow. I was definitely not planning on having more sex with other people. I was just wanting to go home and have some more sex with you.
And I said, well, we can go home and we can have sex at home, or we could just go right over here and have some sex right now. Because there was an empty room there.
Right behind where we were sitting. We were sitting on a couch area on the patio, just relaxing, and then...
Well, you looked hot, and I wanted to do ya.
So I thought, okay, well, we'll go in there, and you just like, just let me go down on you. And so I said, okay. So we went in there, and there's a big glass window, glass sliding door, but we pretty much shut the door and laid down, and you rubbed some coconut oil on me and started going down. I was enjoying that.
Well, I went down on you for quite a while. I looked up, and I heard the sliding glass door open, and I thought, oh man, somebody's gonna come in here. But I looked, and it was someone that we knew that you had played with before and had enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, all right, well, that's cool. And he shut the door back, and I was like, well, that's fine. We'll see what happens. And I kept going down on you and kept going down on you, and he kind of sat down beside the bed. And you just reached out and grabbed his dick without really even saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
You recognized him.
Of course I did, yes. When he came in, I was the same way with you. I looked over, I heard the door open, and I was like, oh, shit, someone's coming in here, and I just wanted...
Us to play.
I don't want any strangers to come in And then I saw him, and I was like, oh, okay. And he sat down, and I even said to him, you know, shut the door. But the thing about him is he doesn't...
No habla inglés.
Well, I know he understands it, but he doesn't speak it.
He's kind of like you.
He's like me. I mean, I understand a lot of Spanish, but I don't speak it. So, I mean, that is... I mean, we've really got to know him previous.
You've really got to know him.
Yeah, I've really got to know him. But, I mean, there's that element, you know, and it's sometimes really hot because you guys will be saying something in Spanish, or he'll be saying something in Spanish, and I almost know what it is, you know, I could tell, but then I'm not quite sure, but it's actually hot. It's never been a problem. The language barrier, it's actually been a turn on.
Yeah, you get all my fantasies.
Yeah, because you always want to, like, have sex with someone. Well, we've talked about this before,
sure.
And it's happened to you before.
Sure, it's a turn on.
That doesn't speak your same language. But yeah, it is hot because you don't need to speak the same language with body language,
sex.
and he's very respectful, and I really like him, and he's very flexible.
He's very good looking. He's very flexible.
Just gonna say, he's fun, and he knows us, and he knows my love for coconut oil. So when he came over, and you were going down on me, I kind of reached over, and I was like, give me the coconut oil, and you grabbed the coconut oil, and I stuck my hand in and put it in both of my hands, and at this point, I was rubbing his cock, getting coconut oil on him, and you were going down on me, and then I was sucking his cock, but then there was a point where we were fucking, you kind of went into me sideways, and you were fucking me, and I was still sucking his cock, and he was rubbing coconut oil all over me. And then you didn't come at that point, but I was somehow sucking your cock again, and I was kind of like, my ass was in the air. I was all on all fours, and he started fucking me. And then I was sucking your cock.
Yeah.
And he was really fucking me good. And I was already so, so incredibly turned on, all lubed up, just coconut oil all over our bodies, you know, because I'm a little bit obsessive about that coconut oil. I love it. I love it all over. So, yeah, what happened then?
Because you were really turning me on, because I love watching you, and you were sucking my dick and your tits, and you're kind of titty fucking me while you were getting fucked, and rubbing your breast between my dick while you're getting fucked, and you had your sexy cum face and you're moaning, and it was really hot, and he was fucking you from behind.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was rubbing coconut oil over my ass and back, and fingering my ass. So I knew he wanted to get in, and I just I guess let him slide into my ass, and he was fucking me. When he got his dick in my ass, as I was still kind of sucking you, I lifted my head up off of your cock. And this was the cool thing for me. And this is what I liked the most about it, was it being so organic and fluid, the actual DP. Because he was in my ass and I was doggy. And then I somehow managed to kind of stand up a little bit, but kick my leg around and keep him in my ass as I straddled your cock. And like I said, he's flexible and very in shape, and he was able to do that with me. And that was the hottest thing for me, because as I don't know how he was able to keep his cock in my ass and do that at the same time, but the initial penetration of your cock in my pussy with his cock in my ass, that was the hottest thing for me. And because I felt it, I felt like the pressure up against my G-spot, I guess. I mean, I don't know, but it just really felt good, that initial like penetration with both of them inside of me, and the angle that we were in. And yeah, I'm sure I let out a yell, or just was like, really turned me on.
You were on fire, baby. My God. It was really hot. And a lot of times you have told me, oh, I don't know if I would be really into that. And then to see you really into that and really just fucking. And you were even telling me your guys were hitting my G-spot, and I am
You were a wild woman. This was a good position. And it went on a while. I mean, it got pretty intense. I never imagined that I would be able to, like, I don't know how to say this, but he was fucking me pretty hard in my ass. It progressed up to that. And there was a time where I pulled out of you from the DP.
I think I came. I may have came. I don't know. I was really turned on. And we fucked.
But he kept on fucking me in the ass after we did the DP. And then I was like thinking in my head, like, while he was fucking me from behind and he was banging me pretty hard in my ass, and I was thinking to myself, wow, this should hurt, but it doesn't. I was like, damn, I would expect this to hurt prior, but it wasn't.
He was telling you in Spanish. He was saying stuff to you in Spanish. I don't know if you caught on to that, but I was listening. I heard him. He was saying in Spanish stuff like, you know, you like that up your ass.
Oh, he was saying that all in Spanish, but I was
love
just
your
like,
pussy, your que rica.
Yeah, I got the que rica. He said that a lot. Yeah. but no, but my point is, I enjoyed it and the actual DP, and then what turned me on the most was the actual penetration, and then the angle that we were at, and then we were able to do the DP in that angle for a while, and that really got me turned on. And I think that's when you came. And then, but what I'm trying to say is, and then he was still in my ass. You got out of me, and he was fucking me really hard.
Yeah,
in my ass, but it wasn't hurting at all because I guess I was just so lubed up or whatever, but I never ever would imagine that it wouldn't hurt. But then again, it also didn't feel like great or like awesomely pleasurable when he was fucking me in the ass like it did when we were in the DP. And then I started feeling like in my head, like, okay, it's not hurting. It's not feeling like greatly pleasurable. I can do this for a while, but there's not any like really orgasmic feeling that I'm having like I did before. So I was like, in my head, I just like, I better, you know, stop this. I'm going to be suffering tomorrow because it's not hurting now, but then it's not. Yeah. So I
probably
that.
It probably would have been better if after I came, if he would have fucked your pussy, but we can't.
Well, yeah, I definitely
can't do that.
And that's one of the reasons I never really try to have a DP before, because that is like the worst thing.
Sure.
You know, someone in your ass and then into your pussy, then you get like, but completely.
You know what? I think that what really turned me on about it was that, like, yeah, you're right. I've seen you on fire, fucking other guys. But now I'm fucking you while another guy's fucking you.
Yeah.
And that was a really huge turn on to
me. Right. That whole part of it, because I knew that would turn you on. And I knew once he was in my ass, that's what I was thinking, well, shit, I'm going to straddle John's going to love this if I straddle him and he's in my ass. And
you know me well.
We just do a DP right now. So I thought I was the one that was initiating that DP. And I was like, it was like turning me on to be able to straddle your cock with another cock inside my ass. Had we had like sat down with him and talked it out and said, we're going to do DP, I would have been like, no fucking way, you know? But I loved how this worked out.
It just happened.
And that it was fluid and that it was a good time. But, like, I probably should have just, after you came, just, you know, thanks, you know, and hadn't continued on with him fucking me in the ass, because I let it go on because it wasn't hurting me, but it wasn't really giving me that much pleasure.
Well, it was giving him a lot of pleasure, though.
Yeah.
You were fucking him to help him come.
Yeah, exactly. I was being
giving
her
G-G-G.
Dad Savage calls it. So I've shared with you what worked with this DP for me, and I can boil it down to me being already loose and in the mood and very much relaxed. And when he came in the room, I was also relaxed because I trusted him. And had he been a stranger that had come in, that would have never happened. It would have never happened.
No.
What else worked for me is I've said it before, how it slid into organically, you know, his dick was in my ass, and then I got on your cock, and that penetration, that felt so fucking good. I just hit the spot, and that was the hottest part of it for me, was that initial penetration and feeling that. And I want to know from you in that position, how did it feel like because I don't have a dick. I want to know what it's like for you. I mean, I knew that you were going to be super turned on with me going on top of your dick with his dick in my ass. I knew that was going to turn you on. But I want to know about the feeling. Like, what does that feel like from your perspective or from your position?
Well, you know, it's always exciting putting your cock in your pussy and that initial penetration. Yeah. And then add the fact that you've got another dick inside of you already. And it's like, oh, are we going to do this? Or, oh, yeah, we're doing
this. We're doing this.
Yeah, that's hot. But not only just that first push, but the subsequent pushes.
Mm-hmm. And what about the position that you were in? You were on your back.
Yeah, he was in your ass, I was in your pussy, and it was just, yeah, I love it that your tits are in my face, and then not only that, but your cum face, and I get to see you. You're whispering to me that you're loving it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to back you up to the actual feeling.
Because you don't have a dick?
Because, yeah, I want to know what it actually feels like. But physically, with your dick inside of me and someone else's dick in my ass, from that angle that we were in, I was feeling, like, really, really good. And I, at that angle we were in, and I was wondering if it feels any different than when I'm just cowgirling you regular time.
Yeah, the feeling is different, and I'll describe that. But, you know, the big turn on is that you got two guys doing you, and that you're insatiable enough to do that, and that you're taking it from both of us at the same time, and that is a huge turn on. But you're asking about the feeling. That is my feeling.
Yeah.
But what it actually feels like on my dick is like, you ask me if it's any different when I'm in you cowgirl. Yeah, it is. It's tighter. There's more pressure on my dick. I can feel the other guy going in and out of you as I'm going in and out of you.
That's what what does that feel like?
Pistons.
Pistons? What?
Pistons pumping, okay. Pumping and pumping and just, you know, it's an incredible feeling. It's not any better than when it's just me and you. It's just a different
sensation.
Yeah.
Sensation. But yeah, I see what you're saying. And what I'm hearing from you is that it felt good. It didn't feel so much different, but you felt pressure. What turned you on was knowing that there was someone else in my dick and that I was enjoying it. I mean, someone else inside of me at the same time, and just the whole naughtiness of it. And
yeah, my girl is naughty enough to do this. But really, the biggest turn on is your hair in my face, and you're kissing me and telling me you're loving this, and just your eyes are just somewhere else, and you're just coming and coming, and that's the turn on. It feels great to be in your pussy. That's amazing. But seeing you so turned on and worked up, that's incredible.
Right. That's the same way with me too. I mean, it felt great the first few minutes of that DP. And I felt like I was just coming just by, as I was sliding my pussy on top of your cock. Just the actual, I think I was coming just as your dick was going inside of me. I think that we probably better share my very first DPs. Which he was a part of the very first time.
Oh, that's right. He was there that time.
And I think
that's how he knew you were open to it.
That's how he knew it, yes.
Been there, done that.
Well, okay. Well, the very first time that I did DP. Shall we talk about that?
I guess so. This is going to be the all DP episode.
Okay, because this happened several months prior to what we just talked about that we're getting ready to tell you about.
It sounds like a porn title. My very first DP.
Well, it could definitely have a better porn title than that because it didn't quite just wasn't a plain simple DP. It was much more.
My very first DP gangbang.
Yeah, that's what it's like. But yeah, I guess we'll share that because
really,
okay. Yeah, okay. I'll share it because
alrighty,
we're gonna talk about DP. We might as well talk about my first time, and since he was involved in that.
We were at the club and we got in the hot tub, right?
Yes. And I know we said this at the beginning of this episode, how I wasn't really into playing with other people. I was ready to go home. I've been fulfilled sexually a lot with the couple that we played with prior to this time. But on this occasion, we had played and played and played during the night. And I was ready to go. And
if Allie, at the end of the night, gets in the hot tub, it's the end of the night because you're done. You're going to get in the hot tub.
Right.
You're not going to have sex after the hot tub because you're...
with any other people because it dries your skin and that kind of thing.
You're done.
And I'm ready to go. And if I'm in a hot tub, that usually definitely...
that's the end of the night.
It's the end of the night. And I'm getting ready to go home. I just need to chill out in the hot tub. So I said, okay, baby, I'm feeling like I've had a wonderful night. Let's just go in the hot tub and finish our drink and then go home. So we went into the hot tub that night. And as we were doing it, you know, finishing our drink, sitting in the hot tub, and there were three other guys in there when we went. Two of the guys I had already known, and just having very casual conversation, like, you know, pretty much, we're done, we're almost out of here, that kind of thing.
I think they had asked us what we had been up to that night. They were trying to see if they were gauging, you know, your interest, and you're like, no, I'm done. We had our fun, and oh, what'd you do? And we told them, and just conversation like that in the hot tub.
Right. And then there was this one other guy that I had just met in the hot tub from France, and we were getting to know him as far, you know, but it wasn't getting to know him to play at all. It was just like casual hot tub conversation. And yes, we did share what we had just done.
And just like you do to me when you tell me these stories, and people who listen to the podcast can probably testify to, even though you were done, you were telling your stories in the hot tub, and it got everybody turned on, including me, because you were telling about details of stuff that we had done. And then
before I knew it, wasn't my intention. I was just having casual conversation.
Right, but it was turning those guys on.
Before I knew it, then you came over, and you were closer to me, and you started kind of like kissing my nipples or whatever. And the other guy, who was a friend, he came over, he asked if he could, you know,
touch
my other nipple, and, or, you know, the other side of me. And so I had both of you guys rubbing on me on the side, and I'm sitting still trying to just have like casual conversation. And it was getting hot. And then the guy from France, he came between my legs and he was fingering me. You guys were fingering me from the sides and kissing my tits. And the guy from France was also fingering me. And at this point, my body kind of like floated up, and he was sticking his fingers in my ass and you know, because I guess my pussy was, you didn't know that, but my pussy was pretty much occupied with you guys' hands. And he was just really rubbing my asshole and fingering my asshole. And I was like, ooh, you know, at first I was like, I'm not sure I'm going to like this, you know, without lube in the hot tub. But for some reason, it was feeling good. And all the hands on me and all the kissing of my neck and my tits and the fingering, I was just like, ah. And I think I just let out a big sigh, like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
I was all ready to go home. This is, you know, and I'm thinking in my head, okay, now they've got me turned back on again. But now my skin's all dried out. I was like, I even joked around. I said, okay, let's go to the room, but you guys have got to
rub
this coconut oil all over my body, you know? And they're like, no problem, no problem at all. And so we went into the room, and you guys lubed me up. I mean, you all got coconut oil on your hands and really fast got me lubed up because we were all turned on. And before I knew it, I was back turned on again, and the French guy that was doing my ass, he still kept touching my ass when he was rubbing the coconut oil on my body. And
I went down on you, and then I fucked you, and you were sucking the other guys, and then again, I mean, we had already had sex a couple times, and I got out of you. And these guys hadn't had sex all night. They were raring to go. And I was beside you, and you were on your back, missionary. And what'd you say to me? Because I thought the guy was going to fuck you.
Yeah, you thought he was fucking me. In my pussy.
Yeah.
But I knew he wanted to fuck me in the ass. And this is just an aside, but prior to this, we don't have a lot of ass sex ourselves. And we've been doing the swinging thing for a long time, and the whole DP thing never was that much of a something that I really, really wanted to do, you know, as far as I've got to mark this off my bucket list kind of thing. It wasn't like a big deal. And I think that's a lot to do with, we didn't have a lot of butt sex. We don't have a lot of butt sex. I prefer sex in my pussy. But I was turned on with him touching my ass in the jacuzzi, and you guys, you not even knowing that he was touching me in the ass and fingering me, you know, and not even realizing it. And then I knew when you guys were rubbing that coconut oil on me, and then we were, I knew pretty that he was going to go try to get in my ass.
He was quietly.
Mm-hmm. And he got it in my ass. And I told you, I said, he's in my ass. He's fucking my ass.
Yeah. I didn't know. I thought, because you were missionary, and it was dark, and that was wildly.
He thought he was going into my pussy.
Yeah, I thought he was fucking your pussy, and then you're like, Johnny's in my ass. And then, okay, I think on that last DP, you talked about that initial penetration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that initial penetration was a turn on to me to see you being fucked in the ass, because like you said, we just don't. You and I don't do that a lot, and we never see it really in a lot of group clubs or mm-hmm. places. And so I was turned on when you told me that.
And it was funny because there was another guy that had come in there who we played with before as well. And none of those guys have ever seen me do that. That has never come up in our play before. And they've never, it was just this French guy that turned me on with it, and he got into my ass and was very lubed up, and I thought, oh, you know, and then that's when it happened with you, and I knew it was going to turn you on as well, and I said, he's in my ass, and then, yeah, we started doing it, and I want to also say that there were some more people that have come in the room as well. And this,
yeah, we had a crowd.
It was a few other guys, and some of them I have played with before.
Some of them you hadn't.
But definitely I never played with them anally at all before. And okay, without me sounding like a complete slut, which I don't mind, because I definitely was a complete, I don't know what you call it,
gangbang whore.
Yeah, I don't even do like the gangbangs and stuff like that, but...
You lost all inhibitions. That was the sluttiest I've ever seen you be.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucked me.
Mm-hmm.
You...
Yes, and after that DP, there was another friend that kind of got in there, DP, and then I was telling the guys, you know, this is, you know, you guys know that this is like a rarity here, but this is fun, and I'm going with it right now. That was definitely a DP gangbang. And
you fucked four guys. Me and three other guys. And there might have even been another couple of blowjobs in there.
There was. And the people that I didn't know as well that had come in, there was blowjobs during all of this as well. So it was I guess I can mark gangbang and DP off my list.
You never had a list.
list that I didn't have all in the same night, because that's what it was. It was, I don't like to say, you know, a lot of times I'll have a lot of sex in a night, and I don't consider it a gangbang, because they're not like just lining up and one going one after another. But this, I can clearly say, was a gangbang, and it was a backdoor gangbang, basically.
A lot of times, if we're playing, a single guy comes in that we don't know, you'll be like, and he'll ask, can I touch you? And you'll say, I don't even know you. I don't even know your name. But on this night, the guys are like, can I touch you? And you're like, sure.
Yeah, well, I didn't mind them touching, but... It was almost like after the first initial DP, it was like an out-of-body experience for me, and I was just...
You were wild.
I was like...
You had a DVP, too, that night. You had me and another guy in your pussy at the same time.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck was wrong. I was... Like, yeah, and that was the second time that has happened. That's funny, but... But anyway, that was a wild night, and wild beyond, like, I didn't recognize myself, but I don't feel regretful at all about any of that. And what made that situation comfortable is also having three of you guys that I'd known and played with before and knew well. The comfortable part for me was that I was already definitely turned on beforehand, and it started with, besides the French guy, the other guys we knew very well. I wasn't uncomfortable going in that situation, and when I was involved in the thick of that situation, I knew the other guys also had my back, because they knew us, and they, you know...
Well, yeah, and it was the whole thing was full of surprises for me. Number one, like I said before, we're in the hot tub. Game over. We're not doing anything else. She's not going to get... And then ooh, these guys start getting her turned on. Okay, I still think you. It's probably, yeah, but I'm still thinking, ah, it's not going to go anywhere. And then you like blurt out, all right, guys, you got me turned on. Let's go play. You got to rub lots of oil over me and let's go have some fun. And I was like, oh my God. And then we're rubbing the oil all over you. And then, I mean, I thought we were just going to have some, you know, action. I didn't realize it was going to be anal action.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, blurt out to me, John, he's in my ass. I'm like, another surprise. <'Cause> you don't normally do that with me or with other guys.
Mm-hmm. It was like an out of body experience. I was just like being all, it's sensual overload, almost like I was floating, and I was floating around and being floated past around. I don't know. And then touched, and I don't know. It was kind of like an outer body experience actually for me. Quite the workout. And then afterwards, I mean, when we came home, we were just like, we looked at each other and was like,
what did we do?
What the fuck just happened? We're like, whoa. I don't even think we could have even begun to podcast how we were feeling at that moment when we came home.
I know that we will have another threesome. I know that we will have another foursome. I know that we'll probably be in another group bed. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. It might. It's not like we're going to add that to our play every time, but
no.
But damn, it was hot. And
that was hot. And I see what you mean about the not adding it, because you know me, I prefer the dick in my pussy so much more. I really do. And part of the reason I didn't want a podcast about that gangbang DP backdoor, what, I don't know what the fuck that was, but I just don't want people to think that
that's what you're into,
that's what I want to do all the time.
Well, I know you best, and I know that's not what you want to do all the time, but it was exciting.
And I think you probably need to tell, although that was a great DP that we had with the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And alcohol was definitely not a part of that. And I remember every bit of it in vivid detail. But I still want you to translate to him next time we see him that was hot. And you saw her in that gangbang orgy, whatever that was.
I think I have the...
And then you saw what she did this time with you. It's not going to be a regular thing. Please, please.
Fue muy caliente. Ella prefiere en el culo. Y si quiere cogerla, ella quiere en el culo. ¿Está bien? Good? Is it okay?
No, you just... I know you just said I preferred it in my ass. I got that. What did you fucking say?
I said... just exactly what you said. I said she doesn't really want it.
No, you just, I know a little bit of Spanish, and I could tell that you just said that I want it in my ass.
Yeah.
No, seriously, baby. Just please.
I can do
let
it.
Him know.
Yes, I'm making a joke. Yes, I can let him know that you want to fuck him in your pussy. Again. I can say that. I'll tell him. I'll tell him. En español. La verdad.
Okay. So there you have it.
What advice would you have
for someone?
For women who have never tried it. Any advice?
Well, definitely lots of oral sex, lots of pussy sex, lots of lube. And some alcohol. And I, like I said, coconut oil is the best because it's the massage oil and you just make it slide all over the place there. And here's one thing. This is where size does matter, pretty much, I think.
Okay, what?
Unfortunately, you really can't. It's a little tricky to do. Well, definitely for the DVP, you can't have. You've got to have two guys with average size cocks. It just wouldn't work with someone with a really big cock.
With you?
With me. I just feel in the larger guys, there's definitely going to be, might be some problems with the DP as well, but maybe not.
I don't think so, baby. Those guys were pretty damn big that you played with, including the guy that spoke Spanish. He was pretty big.
Yeah.
And he was in your ass. Were you sore the next day?
Yeah, I was. Because he was pounding me pretty hard. But it wasn't like a, it was just a, it wasn't a painful sore. It was just, I felt it.
It was a memory.
It was just, yeah.
A memory sore.
Oh, just lube. Coconut lube. Yeah. Well, as far as advice on DPs, I can't give any advice other than just be very, very loose and very, very, and let the woman take the lead and don't try to push it.
Until she says push it.
Make sure it's really lubed up and she's hard. Really turned on prior to that because, you know, I mean, if I go to the club and then boom, we're going to play and then someone just wants to DP me, straight on DP me.
That's not going to happen.
That would be a total turn off for me. You know, it's got to be, you know, it takes a lot to get to that level. And I guess.
Well, we've talked about it. It's been an experience. I don't know that it'll ever happen again. It might, but I'm glad that you podcasted this and that you're brave enough to tell it like it is and be honest about it. It reminds me of something you once told me.
What?
About the glory holes. What did you say about glory holes?
Oh, if I had a dick, I would stick it in there because I would be curious of what it felt like.
To stick your dick in a glory hole?
Yeah.
Well, if I had a pussy, I'd be trying multiple dicks.
Really? Yeah.
One at a time, two at a time, as many as a time. Because I can't put my dick in two pussies at one time. That would be amazing. And my advice to guys would be hard.
Be hard.
Yeah, because you need to be hard, really hard, I think, for it to be successful. Because to penetrate,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, you have to be. No one was not hard during that.
Right.
That gangbang ass orgy that I was.
Right. So I know you've had sex sometimes with other guys, and it's still pleasurable for you in your pussy, and they're fucking you, but they're not maybe as rock hard, but it's still pleasurable for you. But that can't happen if one guy is really hard and in your ass, and the other guy is limp. Or in your pussy, it's just not going to be for you.
It's not going to work strategically or mechanically. I could see that. That was never a problem. I don't know quite how to end this. I'm just asking you this. Out of those two play scenarios.
The DP scenarios?
Right. Which one did you enjoy the most?
The second one.
Mm-hmm. The one that we talked about.
Yeah, with the just the threesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoyed seeing you being naughty and everything. That was that was a huge, huge, huge turn on. But like you said, we were a little tipsy. And
that just fucking hit us out of nowhere.
But that time with the guy, I mean, it was just, yeah, you were fucking the other guy, but at the same time, you were all mine. Because he was fucking your ass, but you were all on top of me, and yeah. I was fucking your pussy, and mm-hmm. your tits were in my face, and you're saying some really naughty things to me, and I won't repeat, I'll save those for us, mm-hmm. but you were saying some really hot yeah. stuff.
And so that was your most favorite, yeah, mine
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mine too, but I'm not ashamed of my...
God, no. Don't be ashamed. Like I said, if I fucked five girls on a bed on one night, I'd be...
I owned it, and I was a major, major,
I would have made sure I had a camera, for sure, because I'd be recording that and sharing it with all my guy friends. Look at what I did last night. I had these five girls. Woo-hoo! I'd be celebrating.
I'm not regretful at all about that. I don't even want I know what you want to call it. Gangbang ass... Orgy.
DP gangbang.
I'm talking about the one with multiple people in it. During my first DPs.
Yeah.
What?
You call it, if it was porn, you would search for hot MILF first time DP gangbang. That's what we should name the show. Hot MILF first time DP gangbang. Swinger. Hot swinger MILF first time DP gangbang. There you go. That's some keywords.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think I tripped you out. I think that you have never seen me that naughty before. Because I guess I've never been that naughty before.
I know that. Yeah, it was very surprising. It was a turn on. It was a huge turn on. Now I'm vacillating. Which one was better?
No. That was just a funny one because it was just like I'll never forget the look on your face when we got home and we were gonna try to talk about it and we were just like, whoa.
This is the end.
Yes, but we're not going to let you get away without inviting you again to come to our group trips, Jamaica, or Naughty in New Orleans, or a couples cruise out of L.A. Join us in 2017.
Details at swingercast.com. Hey, again, thank you guys for listening. You're the reason we still do this show. You, I'm talking to you.
You,
that person that's listening to us right now, you. Yeah, the ones with the head. Yes, you. You are why we still do this show. We appreciate your iTunes reviews, you coming on trips with us. This is just fun for us.
A labor of love.
And we appreciate you.
And we love meeting you and partying with you, so come join us. Mwah.